What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Patrick Gale Show, episode 7, the hottest show in the streets I'm hearing right now. It's a hot show, brother. I'm hearing, Coach. You know, by the way, you win or lose, the show is hot, Coach. I'm telling you.
The show is hot. It's in the streets.
Right in the background, Coach Patrick Gale, the topic of many in the coaching world.
Why you gotta start it like that, JR, man? Why you gotta make me laugh, man? I should be down right now. Here you are. I should be down, and you making me laugh, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Coach, hey, look, man, we're gonna talk about it a little bit. We don't even focus on negative, but we start doing a laugh, positivity and laughter, you know. since Coach, you know, set a mission to be better to make sure you win. We claim wins here. So
there you go. You know what? Here you are now ministering me. I mean, what else can I say? What else can I say? 2024 started off great because I'm being ministered to. God bless you, JR.
So, yes, minister to, not corrupting you.
Always, man. Always, always, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah. I can't wait for the feedback on what I just said.
But you said,
and I'm wearing a certain hat too when I said it on purpose.
That is a nice Scully, man. I mean, the gear I got for you, man. I just put it, you know, it's the new year, so you know, people are coming back to work. So the gear that I ordered for you today, man, that's a nice Scully, man. Props to whoever developed that.
No doubt, man. This is real nice, man. It matches this. Kind of goes to all the hoodies I have. Kind of gray. Yeah. Kind of matches. So it works itself out. Now, Coach, I must ask you, man. First of all, how was your holiday season being with your family? How was that, man? And I know you had a game to get your coach this weekend, but having your family around, going to see your family, how was that over the break here, coach?
Well, it was amazing, man. My family got to see the only game they'll see this season in person. They were in the stands on the 30th. So it was an amazing Christmas week and New Year's week, and the children got the rest of the week off, down in South Florida to go back to school. But coach got a couple of days, so it was good that they came to Georgia and spent some time. And it was cool after the game to have my boys in the locker room, and it was cool, to have my daughter in the office help me do some stuff after the game that I usually do. So it was awesome having family, man. This family's everything.
I hear that, coach, man. Like you said, man, even the wins, losses, you still have your family. That's what matters the most, that you still have your family, your friends. And hey, it's a good example for your players that, yes, we're playing a game, but hey, it's the family, fellowship, and friendship really matters off the court.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, I get a little jealous, man. I see my players, I got a couple of players that a mom, dad does not miss a game, and that's not every player. You got some players that haven't seen their parents, for a minute, and don't assume. This is one thing I will say, and I'll put out there. Please do not assume that every student athlete has a home to go to during the Christmas break or the summer. That is something that people should not assume. I've had players that have been wards of the state. I've had players that have not had parents. And especially at our level, D2 NAIA level, you get a lot of young people like that, people always look at what's on TV, and they do the great stories of the parents in the stands. Not everybody has that. So, that's why I said in the last show, definitely prayers to those that during this time, it's a really, really, really depressing time, and I use that word not with just throwing it out there. That word is a strong word, and it is appropriate, when you don't have family and you see everybody else with family. So prayers for everyone that has to go through that.
No doubt, coach, you bring up a great point, coach, because sometimes also this is a third option. You don't want to go home because it's too dangerous. Or,
correct.
Or those who go back home are jealous of you going to school.
You are so on it. You're absolutely right. I literally have a player that there's nothing for me to go back home to, coach. I'm good. And literally, they were in the gym every day. I got calls. Coach, is this your player? Well, we can't have him in here. And those are the type of calls I love when campus security calls me, because they're in the gym. And, I had a player. I had a couple of players, actually, that they did not go home because there was nothing at home. So that's absolutely right.
Yeah, because I think we had a story where a young man from Illinois, I think, was someplace somewhere, went home and got shot because, unfortunately, when others who you grew up with see you have success trying to make some better yourself, it can be received the wrong way.
Correct.
And sometimes jealousy gets turned into gunshots, unfortunately, because they so jealous of what you've got going on or can't see a path forward for them. They're going to take you out, then see you succeed and live.
Well, in the times of the Bible, they said stones. And they use spears, and now we use guns. But the root, jealousy and envy, is the same. And unfortunately, with a lot of our, young Black males, there's a lot that they have to deal with when they go back. And I'm going to hit you, with something even more serious. A lot of times it's not even, community members or people in the neighborhood. It's your own family, There's a lot of issues where family will do things, not just on a physical level, but on a spiritual level, because they're jealous and envious of you, So that's real. That's real. And that's something, that I, definitely take into account, during this time. So I'm constantly in prayer, for each student athlete when it comes to that. And you see it as a coach. That's mm-hmm. the sad part. You can't tell a player, hey, you got to be careful. Now, I do tell them that, because I don't care about, you know, being a bad guy. When I know that, you know, the Lord has put something in me to say, I have to say it. But that happens a lot. That happens a lot more than people think. And that's something that coaches do have to deal with, where you're not just trying to, we always say we get players, you know, from 18 to 22 that have bad habits for 18 to 22 years. So you can't change that in 4 years. But so we can recognize and see certain things that we can, you know, address, pray for them. And then after that, they have to go out to the world, you know, as a young man and kind of, you know, hopefully they have changed within to change, you know, what's in the outside.
And it takes a lot of strength to tell your homies no.
Well, if that were an easy thing, there would be a lot less, you know, bad situations that happen. But a split decision or the lack of having that, you know, strength inside and conviction to say, no, that's not me. And I tell my guys, you guys are special. You guys are special because, first of all, you're alive. So you're born. That's what makes you special. And you're special because you're a student athlete. And a lot of people want to be student athletes. So you cannot put yourselves in that position, even though you think that, well, you know, that's my man that I grew up with, or that's my cousin, or that's my brother. You know, I can't tell him no. And what you just said, JR, takes a lot of strength to say no.
And, you know, I've been vilified for it in my personal life, or people tell me I get it. I mean, most of myself, but no, I kind of know what I want to do, what I ain't going to do. And it's easy for me to say no to you. If some you do don't vibe with how I want to live my life and my life's journey, it's an easy no. No questions asked. You know, I don't care who you are. You know?
So, well, I was fortunate enough to grow up with guys that, you know, in my family and guys I grew up with, that they didn't make it a choice for me. They told me no, because they knew that that's not where, you know, I should be. And that's when you know you got true friends and family, where they'll be the bad guy. Whoever wants to be the bad guy, whoever wants to be, like you said, the guy that's vilified, that's the guy that's a good guy for you. Was I reading the Bible wrong when you know, Jesus was always the one that was the one that people wanted to persecute and people wanted to ostracize? So there you go.
No doubt. And Coach, let's ask you about this the game you played, man. I know it wasn't the result you wanted, but some guys who stood out to you that really played well for you, and you're looking forward to them playing against Miles here coming up here on Thursday.
First and foremost, props to Coach Alexander and his coaching staff. They came in and they had their guys ready to go. And they're very talented. They're in a very talented conference and they're going to make some noise. So, you know, I think they came in and they handed it to us. Now, it was a defensive battle to start of the game. There was a defensive battle first half. We just did not shoot the ball well, and Clayton State's defense had a lot to do with it. And, you know, it slowly kind of got away from us. You know, Blaze Wallace, I think, was the only guy for us that had double figures. He had another double-double. You know, that's very impressive as a freshman, you know, that he's putting up double-doubles. But we just did not play well, especially offensively. And I think as the game kind of got away from us, we started to have some breakdowns defensively. So what we did yesterday, JR, was we, you know, Coach White took every offensive possession and clipped it. And we looked at every single offensive possession through transition and each set that we ran and different, you know, special situations, sideline out of bounds plays and baseline out of bounds plays. And we got better yesterday. We practiced after that. And I left the gym late at night last night thinking we got better. And then we followed up this morning. I got the freshmen, including Blaze, you know, in for, you know, a special, you know, workout to get them ready for Miles, because now we're in conference. So we cannot have those days where we can't show up anymore.
No doubt. And thankfully you have game Thursday, you play against the 13th. So right. There is opportunity to get better and kind of reset, refocus, and retrain your team to what you're going to be and hopefully get guys commit to their roles, being more mature in their roles, understanding things will change as you play better, as you practice better, and as you go out on the game floor and execute better.
Well, what I'm actually, and it's funny I'm going to say this, you know, after the loss that we had, what I'm proud of is I didn't know we had some guys that are playing hurt. And we got some guys that are playing injured. Not hurt, injured. And I didn't know it because they don't want to miss games. And, you know, they're being forced to go talk to, you know, doctors and, you know, now, don't get me wrong, it's no excuse. And, you know, for all the people out there that want to, you know, get me in trouble, it's not, you know, when I say injured, it's injured to where, nah, I see why we played the way we played, but it's not to where they can't, you know, play through it. It's obviously, it's a pain tolerance thing and a comfort thing, but it's more so mental. And I told them during the game, this is all mental now. I see why. Well, shoot, of course it's mental when you don't feel the same rhythm when you try to rhythm up to shoot the ball and your legs ain't doing what your brain is telling it to do because you're injured. So that's why I say it's not hurt. If it was hurt, it's pain. But when you can't do what you want to do in rhythm, that's an injury. And they're just playing through it. And, you know, we've had guys that have been out since, you know, mid first week of December that have had surgery. So we are down a lot, you know, but, you know, to our guys' credit, they come in every day looking to get better, looking to work, and they make no excuses. I'm the one bringing it up. I didn't even know. I'm finding this out yesterday. You know, when you're in film, it's kind of like a therapy session. Why did you do this? And they don't say anything. You know, they just said, Coach, I just didn't do it. And then afterwards, you talk to them and, you know, yeah, Coach, the doctor says, you know, I should probably shut it down, but I'm playing. So it's like, oh, it sucks. You know, so, you know, that's a testament to my guys and them going above and beyond.
Nah, and for a young guy to not shut it down, I mean, in this world we live in, come on now, Coach, that's a testament, you know, like to what it is. Like, I know some guys, you know, was just one inkling of pain. I'm not practicing the day of playing, you know.
you know what's funny? This morning I said I had the freshman in, so I got a redshirt freshman, and I know he's going through it because he has his whole routine just to practice. And he basically dang near yelled at me like, Coach, I'm good. I'm like, nope, let's go over there and shoot. Don't jump into this. So I've got guys that are not just fighting to practice and play games, but they're fighting to get in individuals. And, you know, you can nothing but be proud of the guys. And I'm not a coach that plays results. I play the process. So at the end of the day, you get what you get because you prepare for it. So my biggest thing is, you know, Coach White and I definitely looked at our preparation for this last game. But heck, the game before that, you know, we were on the flip side of that. We won by a lot. So, you know, we got to get more consistent in our preparation. But for the most part, it's good to know that I got guys in the locker room that it means so much to them as it means to me. And once I have that, I'm good.
And you think about it, Coach, just like, let's be honest. If you can defend or sometimes shoot, you can shoot out of the game. It is what it is. Sometimes we ain't making shots. You can't defend them making three or threes and you making none on possessions when you get the right shots. And if it's the right shots, it's cool. And if they just some, I ain't going to say who, they're some shots like somebody I don't want to name. If they're those kind of shots, it's a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you must be watching film with me, JR, because that's what we're seeing. We're seeing guys not make it. We didn't score, I think, for the first 5 minutes of the game, but we, you know, the game was closed for the first half, but that led to the defense kind of being deflated. It's hard to play defense when you're not scoring. So that's absolutely right. So that's why we kind of adjusted, you know, what we're doing, and we're doing a lot of skill development, you know, getting guys in rhythm.
No doubt. I think sometimes, you know what I'm saying, is let's just run a simple, you know, pin down or a curl cut or something to get an easy layup. You know, a 45 yep. cut is for the easy layup. Just let's, if it's not going in, let's just not continue shooting jumpers. Because sometimes a simple cut to the basket can get on a foul, change the momentum of the game.
Correct. Correct.
It gets you back engaged. But I think sometimes we all get stuck in these. I'm going to just jump shoot ourselves out of this problem that we have.
Correct. Correct. And most importantly, you got to score in transition. Our defense leads to a lot of transition opportunities, and that's where, you know, we ended practice yesterday. Actually, we ended practice before that game that way as well. You'd be surprised. You think it was a middle school practice the way we ended with, where we just power layups for 5 minutes straight. So, you know, we're putting the time in, so that's why I'm not worried about what the results will be. And you cannot, as a coach, you cannot go up and down with results. You no have doubt. To go with process. It's all about the process.
Yeah, you can't get the same like you what we just had the players. Can't get tired. You can't get too, you can't overreact to a loss.
Right.
And I think sometimes coaches do that.
We have not, I'm looking at schedule now. We have not been full strength. Well, we haven't been full strength all year because we got a young man coming off a knee injury that we're trying to get back on the court. But we haven't been full strength as far as the first day of practice, the guys in uniform since December 4th. So December, it's funny, November, we only lost one game. And in December, we only won one game. So if you look at both, the biggest glaring thing that you compared it to is, oh, we're not at full strength. December, we haven't had all our guys.
No doubt. And that's what that's all you can only hope for. At least it didn't kill you. And you have a opportunity to make up the games, get ready for the SIAC tournament. You know, you got some big games coming up here. You got one against Miles here. Then you got get into the back-to-backs, the day, one-day prep games, you know. So it's just enabled. At least you got someone in the home. Be coming to Atlanta to play up here. So we'll be there, and I'll be in my full gear showing off what I do. When I'm pretty sure I'll cause some troubles.
You said the key word, opportunity. That's why, you know, people say Happy New Year, but it's a new year for me every day. I'm so happy about the new day. I'm more because where I'm from and what I've seen and, you know, just appreciating life, a new day is like the new year. I celebrate the new day. Me and the Lord have that conversation every morning because I know that a lot of people did not wake up that day. So I'm happy about the new day. It's an opportunity. So again, I got over it. You know, my family helped me to get over it. You know, my boys were mad. You know, they were mad at me. You know, my wife was kind of saying, hey, man, you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. What are you, you know, kind of like how I would be coaching. Let's look at you. What are you doing? You know, so I got over the loss. You know, I'm ready to go, you know, for conference. I'm excited about conference. And again, it's an opportunity.
No doubt. Well, folks, we'll leave it there with Coach Gale today. We'll talk to him next week when he has an interesting matchup. I'm looking forward to next week. So we're going to play in this week for this week. That's an interesting matchup for Coach Gale at home at the West Campus Gym, man.
Just the last word. I'm gonna piggyback on what you just said, man. Just definitely, I want everybody, especially young, you know, players, high school players are going into, a lot of seniors could be playing, you know, for the last time, you know, the next couple of months. Just treat every day like how you treated 11/59, December 31st, 2023. Treat every day like that. Excited for the new year. Be excited for the new day.
No doubt. That's the word for Coach Gale, episode 7, Coach Patrick Gale Show. We out.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.